Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Three, two, one.
If you get random multiple 3-2-1s, it's because I clicked 3-2-1 and then it wasn't recording. I didn't think it was recording, but it was recording. So welcome back to another episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valera. We're going to continue our breaking down of the NFC, diving into the NFC West. We break down who will win the West. We talk about the over and under of each team, and we share our thoughts on what their record will be. I'm joined by my partner here, Mr. Matthew Fox. How are you, bud?
Good. You know, we're just getting still into the swing of things. It's June. We'll have that opening nailed when it comes closer.
We hope so.
Week one of the 2027 season, we're going to be on it.
We're going to be locked in and loaded, but we kicked off the show last episode with the NFC West. We talked about where we thought, or NFC East, we talked about who will win the division, what the record will be, and will we bet the over and under. We're going to do the same thing with the NFC West today, which is an interesting division because this really is a one-man race, in my opinion. I think Fox agrees with me. If he doesn't, he'll probably tell me otherwise in a minute. But what we did last week, this is a format of what you're going to hear. We're going to talk about the division order of where we think they're going to finish. Then we're going to talk about their wins and losses. And then we're going to talk about their over and under in Vegas right now, whether we're going to bet it, we're not going to bet it, or we're just going to leave it alone. Fox, we're going to kick it off with you, breaking down your NFC West rankings. Just don't give us the record, just the rankings, 4-1 there.
So you want me to start at the bottom?
It doesn't matter.
So in fourth place, I have the Seahawks. In third place, I have the Cardinals. In second place, I have the Rams. And in first place, I have the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. We almost had the same. Mine's Cardinals, Seahawks have flopped. But I came this close to having the Cardinals because I had one of them. I had the Cardinals winning like 6 games. And then another one, I had the Seahawks winning 5 games, and I was going to flip-flop them, but then I was like, well, then I had another one where the Cardinals like won 4 games and the Seahawks won 6 games. I was very confused. So I ultimately just ended up switching them, and now I'm mad that I did because we could have had the same ones. But yeah, so mine's Cardinals 4, Seahawks 3, 2 Rams, 1 49ers. Now, let me ask you a question. This is just me throwing off the cuff here. Is there a possibility that you could see – either the Seahawks or the Cardinals finishing second place?
Cardinals, yeah.
I kind of like that.
The Seahawks, I guess, were one of the teams I was surprised about how low I had them finish, but then I started thinking, I think they're in the middle of a transitional rebuild, having let go of Pete Carroll and brought in Mike McDonald, new offensive coordinator. I think this is probably the last year we have Geno there. Is Sam Howell going to be the guy they brought him in? Who knows? There's talk now that they're open to moving DK Metcalf, which tells me even more they may be looking at bottoming out and retooling.
Yeah, I definitely was – when I ran these, I was like, man, I really hate the Seahawks. You know what
I mean? Well, and I don't think I hate the Seahawks, but then you go back and look at their schedule, and I just pulled up their – I mean, so this is not an easy schedule. Week 1, they host the Broncos. They should get a win. Week two, they're at New England. I don't think either of those teams is great, but, you know, going on the road, it's not. Then they host Miami, who we think is going to be good. They're at Detroit, who I think is going to be good. They host the Giants, you know, maybe another good one. They host the 49ers. They're at the Falcons, which should take a step forward. They have the Bills coming into town. Then they have the Rams. Then they are at the 49ers. Then they have the Cardinals coming to town. Then they're at the Jets, who, you know, should be better, at the Cardinals. Then they have the Packers coming to town. Then they have the Vikings. You know, maybe that's another win. Then they're at the Bears. We haven't gotten to that, but I think they could be better. And they're at the Rams. It is not an easy schedule. They have a tougher division, and then they have – you know, they're playing the AFC East. I think three of those AFC East teams are really good.
Yeah, it's murderer's row in that bit. In that, if you look, if you are in the belief that Atlanta is going to take a step forward, which I am in that, we'll talk about that in another episode, but that's a murderer's row. 49ers, Atlanta, Buffalo. That's a three game stretch. That's really rough. I mean, and if you're looking at division rival, Arizona, I mean, that's going to be a tough game, but San Francisco, Arizona twice, Jets, Green Bay. That's a tough path. You're right. Like, looking at it like this, like I am right now, this is, it makes plenty of sense to have them where they're at. So what do you have the Seahawks finishing at right now?
Yeah. And I was kind of surprised I had them this low, but I only ended up with four wins on my last pass.
Yeah. I was in that same boat. Let's see. I was looking at it real quick when I had it. I had them. It's crazy. I had the Seahawks at four, and then I flip-flopped them last minute, man. I'm so mad at myself because I thought I was crazy to think that Arizona might be a step better than they were. And I think they played a little bit better than the stretch last year too. But
I got Kyler Murray healthy. You have a second year under Gannon. They have made actually a lot of nice moves this offseason.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I definitely like what they've done this offseason. They've definitely upgraded more than they have subtracted, you know, across the board. So I don't know. I really like the Cardinals. They're just a team that I wouldn't be surprised that really kind of step up and win some football games that we don't expect to. Cardinals, where do you have the Cardinals finishing?
I had them at 9-8.
Oh, golly, you were serious about them ranking up. Okay, all right. I had them at 6-11, but all right. Okay. What about the Rams?
I had the Rams sitting at 10-7.
This is a team that I am not confident in at all. And I actually have them 8-9. I am just very unsure of this team. This is a team that I believe could really see the wheels completely fall off. I don't love the loss of Donald. I think that's going to hurt quite a bit. I also just feel like Stafford's older, but I don't know. I mean, they surprised last year. You know what I mean? They were.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of it is somewhat reliant on Stafford staying healthy, although I did like the hedge that they did this offseason, picking up Jimmy G to be their backup. Agreed. I, you know, Kyren Williams, looked really good. They hedged there and brought in Blake Corum. I think that they have two pretty dynamic wide receivers, and they have a decent tight end. So they made some strides to address weaknesses on defense, and we'll have to see. I think Sean McVay is a heck of a coach. They were a big surprise last year. I think if their key offensive guys stay healthy, that they can be hanging right in there for a wild card spot again.
You talked about on the last episode, you said you kind of find it hard to go above that 12 win total. Is that where you're at with the 49ers?
Yep, I'm 12-5.
Yeah, I had them I had them in my first, not my first pass, but the most recent ones that I did. I had them at 13-4, and then
which is what they were last year.
Yeah, and then I had them 14-3. So the other one. So it's like, yeah, I agree with you. It's hard this early in the game to really have the dominoes fall the way that you would want them to, but I mean, they're a dominant team, and it's hard to really look at them on paper and not hate what you see, right?
Yeah. You know, I think they're going to be good. They were good last year. I think they're still a good team. They still have a lot of great pieces in place to make another run. We'll see if they end up having to give up some of those big-time players because of cap issues as they go into next offseason. But having your franchise quarterback be a seventh-round draft pick on a rookie contract doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt at all. All right, so heading into Vegas, the Cardinals over-under is 6.5. However, the over is sitting at -150. So you definitely, if you bet like $10, you're only getting $5 in return. So it's definitely seems like Vegas and people betting on the Cardinals are heavily hedging on them to be better than that 6.5 win total. The under is +125. Do you like that number? Are you staying away, or you would you bet it?
I think they're going to be over. You know, they won a lot of games down the stretch last year once Murray came back, and now you have a healthy Murray. They've added to their running back room. They have Marvin Harrison. I liked that pickup quite a bit. They just went and got Zay Jones. They've really made that offense over, and I think Gannon's doing a nice job with the defense.
It's funny how, like, everybody kind of made fun of Gannon, you know what I mean, throughout the early parts of the season.
He and Nick Sirianni both had horrendous press conferences and managed to work some magic. I think the Cardinals were a better team than their record last year, and it was mostly because they were, you know, when you got away from having Josh Dobbs and Clayton Tune as your only options at starting quarterback. Well, I mean, that's just where they were.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely would like to see them take a step forward, too. I just think that they would. I like Kyler, too. I'm a big Kyler Murray guy. I wouldn't say big, but I would definitely like to see him produce. I definitely think he can produce, and he kind of showed that the back half of the season. All right, this is the one that I would bet the house on. The Seahawks over-under is 7.5. Mm-hmm. I am so under that. And the under is +100. So if you bet 5, you get 5. You bet 100, you're getting 100. That number is ridiculously high. I understand they overachieved last year. They have overachieved the last 2 years. But if the grumblings are the way they are, Metcalf is on the block. If maybe Lockett goes too, you know what I mean? Maybe all those dominoes start to fall. Then this team is not – they're looking tank mode. You know what I mean? They're looking to really rebuild. And that 7.5 is way high, right?
Yeah, I'd take the under.
It's not even close for me.
I mean, they could be better than what I have them, but getting to 8 wins feels like a stretch.
Yeah, it really does. Rams are at 8.5. I feel like that's a very good number. And that, to me, where they have that number, it just feels like
it's almost a push.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, could they get to 9? Probably. Could they get to 10? Maybe. You know what I mean? But also, could they, you know, just be at 8? You know, yeah, for sure. And I feel like that's why I'm staying away from that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be a 9 or 10 win team, but I don't have a lot of confidence because there are variables.
Yeah, 49ers have one of the highest over-unders, obviously. It's not shocking enough. It is 11.5. The over is +105. The under is -125. Another number that I feel is just like a pushable number. They'll probably break it, but I just don't know if I feel comfortable enough to just smash the betting button.
It's too close because, you know, anything from probably 11 to, you know, 10 to 12 wins is probably their reasonable range. And that's on the upper end.
For sure. Yeah, that's definitely a high number. I got to stay away. Any parting thoughts about the NFC West?
You know, I think the 49ers still the class of that division, but I do like the Cardinals and the Rams to be playoff contenders.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it'll be shocking to me if we don't, or if we're not talking about the 49ers at least in the NFC title game next year, at least. So maybe Shanahan will finally win that ring one of these days, but who knows?
I didn't pick them into the Super Bowl, but.
Well, I mean, actually, he would definitely have to play four quarters. So, you know what I mean? That's definitely something he's not very good at. So. But, I mean, am I wrong, though? I mean, he would have to, you know? But no, but that's it. Yeah. So, I mean, that's it for the NFC West. Next week or next episode, we will dive into the NFC South, which is definitely one that I would love. And I cannot wait to hear Matthew Fox's thoughts on, because I definitely feel like there's there's some disparity in that division. It might be the worst division in football, but we'll see if we agree on the next episode of the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.